Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of February 2017, and this is the 536th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm wondering whether you're going to be able to hear me at all, because I tried to get away from the traffic noise, but I realised that the fountain is almost as loud, so I'm not sure. I'm going to try and create a little shelter there in order to lessen everybody else's sound and be a bit clearer myself. I will listen to this before I send it, but I will have to send it on the hoof, so I may not be able to re-record it. I've just come into town from home on the bus. I came on the bus because I went for a long walk over the loop this morning, and I knew I shouldn't do it again. But the buses are so infrequent that I'm really early, and it felt like a good opportunity to talk to you. I'm in Franklin Square. Franklin, the explorer who went in search of the Northwest Passage and was once a governor here, and he perished in his search for a Northwest Passage. I'm sitting here in front of a park chess game, all set up and ready to move. It reminds me very much of Bern, where I lived, where there would always be a great big gathering of people around these chess pieces. There was always a game going on, and it was always great to watch. There's something very satisfying about having something quite heavy to lift up and move across the board. My dad too was a very, very keen chess player. If he didn't have someone to play with, he played on his own. And so it reminds me a bit of that. When he was dying, he was wanting to absorb himself in a chess book. And I do remember him asking for this particular book, and he couldn't speak. And so it was quite laborious with me needing to point out letters and spell things out. And I just couldn't make head or tail of what he was saying until I realized that the title of the book was in French, so it was échec rather than chess. And once I'd got that sorted, I was able to find it. So lots of memories here in front of me, and gosh, this is so loud. Now we've got the clock. The post office clock donging as well. Not the best place. My other thought was to go into the cathedral tower and record it there, but it's such a beautiful evening that I thought it'd be nice to be outside, but perhaps not in the rush hour. Anyway, here I am, and this is how it is. I've done a bit of writing this morning, and also this afternoon I went to the cafe again and wrote there for an hour and a bit until some people I hadn't seen for a very long time came in. It's one of the perils of working in a cafe, and so I had a bit of a chat and then went home and started packing, because tomorrow I'm going to go up to see my grandson, and so I really needed to get a bit prepared to go away. I'm only going overnight, but it still seems like quite a journey somehow. And this evening, now that I'm in town, I've come here for the Writer's Cave, so I'm hoping for another couple of hours. I had meant to print out what I've written so far, because it's getting I mean, it's getting quite difficult, and I always find it much easier to read things on the printed page. So I didn't, but I think I will. When I get home tonight, I think I will do that, so that on the bus tomorrow I'll be able to read from paper and make notes on paper. It's much easier to make notes on a hard copy than on Word. Gosh, this is so noisy. I am wondering whether I'm going to have to ditch this podcast, but I shall keep going. I shall keep going for the moment. I'm being joined by a seagull who's out of luck. I've got no food with me at all. Actually, no, I've got some almonds in my pocket, but they are for me to sustain me at the Writer's Cave. At the Writer's Cave, which I really hope is going to be happening tonight after last week's slight fiasco. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or that you're about to have a good day today. I hope that you are better than me about not doing too many different things. I do hope that you can hone in on one thing and really enjoy it without the rest of the world hammering at the doors. The rest of the world for me is often the rest of the world in my head rather than any physical rest of the world. I've got a couple of people who are going to play, which looks good. So we're going to, from somewhere else, so they're going to start white. It's great to see them in use, yeah. So thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.